In the quiet mountains of northern Slovakia, there is a place where heaven touched the earth, a place called Litmanova, once unknown, now a pilgrimage site where Our Lady came as a mother of purity. It was August 5, 1990. Two young girls, Ivetka Korchakova, aged 11, and Katka Chezelkova, aged 13, were playing in this humble cabin high in the mountains above their village. A sudden light filled the room, and in silence, they saw a beautiful lady, dressed in white, surrounded by heavenly brightness. They fell to their knees, their hearts trembling, yet filled with peace. The lady said gently, "Do not be afraid. I am the Immaculate Purity." From that moment, the mountain became a place of prayer, and the world, once again, was invited to conversion. Ivetka and Katka were ordinary schoolgirls from devout families. They never sought fame, only to share what they saw. Between 1990 and 1995, they received monthly visits from Our Lady, who spoke simple but profound words to pray, to fast, and to turn away from sin. Our Lady's concern was not for politics or nations, but for the soul of the modern world. She warned that materialism, the hunger for comfort, pleasure, and possessions, was leading hearts away from God. In one message, she said, Our Lady called herself the Immaculate Purity, a title reminding the world that holiness begins with a heart cleansed of attachment to sin. In her messages, the Blessed Mother wept for humanity, for families torn apart by selfishness, for young people lost in vanity, and for a world drowning in the illusion of wealth, she said. She spoke of a time when faith would grow cold, when families would fall apart, and the young would be deceived by the false glitter of the world. Yet, the messages were not filled with despair, but with hope and motherly guidance. Our Lady gave a remedy for the darkness of the world: prayer, fasting, and purity of heart. On August 6, 1995, after 5 years of visits, Our Lady told the girls that this would be a final apparition. She left them and the world with a mother's final plea: "Be my pure, humble, and obedient children. Pray, and I will be with you." Today, the mountain of Litmanova has become a place of grace and conversion. A chapel now stands where the heart once was, a sanctuary of silence, prayer, and renewal. Thousands climb the mountain each year, seeking the same peace the children once felt when they saw the lady in white. In a world still chasing possessions and comfort, Our Lady's words echo more urgently than ever. From a mountain in Slovakia, a mother's voice still calls to us, a voice reminding every heart that purity, prayer, and love will outlast every treasure on earth. Our Lady of Litmanova, pray for us.